Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, this is Breakfast Business. I'm Emmett Oliver, sitting in this morning for Joe Lynham. And Venezuela, you may not know this, but it has the world's largest proven crude oil reserves, 17% of the global reserves. So yet its citizens are extremely poor, among the poorest in South America and globally. Up to 7 million people have fled the country over the past decade. And of course, that causes knock-on political instability in its neighbours, including the United States. But now the South American nation faces yet another crisis, as it appears it has a rigged election on its hands, a presidential election, which has apparently delivered a victory for incumbent Nicolas Maduro. But the US and many other countries, including the EU, would question that and question how the election was held. I'm now joined by John Farmer. He's editor-in-chief at Latin News and editor of Latin American Weekly Report. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Emmett.
John, as we know, Maduro, controversial figure, backed strongly by China and Russia diplomatically over many, many years. He's not any stranger to controversy and internal stress within the country. But is it the end of the line when I see people like Antony Blinken declaring that he's no longer effectively the president, and his opponent, Gonzalez, is the effective leader? Is that a really significant event over the last 24 hours?
I mean, it's possible. Previous elections have been marred by numerous doubts and irregularities, but there's been nothing on this scale. So, I mean, there's no question that Maduro is under massive pressure, but I would sound a big note of caution. I mean, you really underestimate Maduro at your peril. He's faced major protests before. He's seemingly been on the rack before, but he's survived. You know, he's clung on to power tenaciously. He's not afraid to use repression. And crucially, he controls all the levers of power in Venezuela. So, you know, the judiciary, well, the Supreme Court's totally under his thumb. His president is a card-carrying member of his party. The military, again, this is not an apolitical armed forces we're talking about. It's Bolivarian. The military hierarchy has a vested interest in this government staying in power. You know, it's got its fingers in all sorts of pies, all sorts of lucrative ventures in food distribution, agriculture, construction, finance, and of course, political power, cabinet ministries, state governorships. So it really doesn't want to lose that.
And in terms of the forces arrayed against them, obviously this country's been under sanctions of various types and by various countries for a long time. Is there any bullets left in the gun for the international community if Maduro does hang on, or have they sort of maxed out the sanctions, or can they actually increase the pressure even further?
Well, it's really debatable how successful the sanctions have been. And it's as you mentioned earlier, you know, foreign governments, Russia and China, I mean, they've got no problems with authoritarian governments. You know, they have no scruples about democratic niceties, shall we say. And they've already congratulated Maduro on his victory. And then we've got, you know, hardened allies like Nicaragua and Cuba and Bolivia. They've obviously also recognized it. But the US, the EU, and the vast majority of Latin America, including countries that and governments that have traditionally been allied with Venezuela, like Brazil and Colombia, they've not accepted the result. They're demanding that, urging the government to publish these voter tallies, which have been not been published and which are being withheld by the electoral authorities.
Now, one of the things reasons we're interested in this country is because of those huge oil reserves. It's a particular type of oil that they produce. Obviously, with the war in Ukraine, a global supply of oil is incredibly restricted, and that's had an effect on global energy prices.
Yeah.
Where does this all play into the supply of oil globally with Maduro, whether he hangs on or he's replaced, et cetera, et cetera? Can you just tie that back into what might happen to global oil supply for the rest of us in the Western world who have to watch these things very closely?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you say, Venezuela has the biggest proven crude oil reserves in the world. It's second to none. It's just over 300 billion barrels. But this government's presided over a spectacular fall from grace. It really is mind-blowing. It would need enormous investment to raise oil production. OPEC released a report last month which estimated that Venezuela's oil production was just around about 850,000 barrels per day in June. I mean, this is a country used to be over 3.5 million barrels today. So, you know, the oil sector's been totally hollowed out. And yes, US sanctions have played a part in that, but you know, there's been mismanagement and corruption on a really monumental scale.
So in other words, all of this instability, it's going to mean that supply is going to remain constrained. It's more, as you say, more of the issue is the logistics of getting it out of the ground.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously, if there were to be, hypothetically, a new president in the form of Edmundo González, the opposition candidate, I mean, he would clearly look very favorably on foreign investment to drive up oil production.
Okay.
But I don't think there would suddenly be a huge influx of foreign investment there because of the precarious political position that he would be in.
Okay, listen, I'm going to have to leave it there. Thanks for giving us that update. Very fervile situation. John Farmer is Editor-in-Chief at Latin News, and that indeed is it for us from this edition of Breakfast Business.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.